There are a number of things that we can rattle off. We can talk about eugenics. We can talk about the transgender movement being essentially funded by Epstein. You know, that's something that we're reporting on this week. Transhumanism, life on Mars, the disgusting, satanic, obvious occultic practices of Epstein and his ilk, the pedophilia, the list goes on and on. But I think the biggest revelation from these files is that our suspicions that our governments aren't really our governments are true.
Yeah.
That there is a class of people that operate above those governments, and our governments exist to be performative in their roles in order to enact the agenda of those above them that are really ruling this world.
Welcome to today's interview here on brightvideos.com. I'm Mike Adams. And today I'm joined by a very special guest, Maria Z from Z Media. And she joins us to talk about, she's been digging through the Epstein files, at least the ones that the DOJ has given us. And what she's finding is extremely disturbing. So welcome, Maria. It's great to have you back on the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back, Mike. It's been a while.
It's been a while, and we should do this more often. That's why I reached out to you. I was like, hey, you know, it's been too long. Come on the show and tell us what you're seeing. I do want to mention that today's interview is sponsored by the Satellite Phone Store at SAT123.com. We'll talk about them later. But Maria, what are you finding? What are the big things that you're finding that are the most shocking so far?
You know what, Mike? There are a number of things that we can rattle off. We can talk about eugenics. We can talk about the transgender movement being essentially funded by Epstein. You know, that's something that we're reporting on this week. Transhumanism, life on Mars, the disgusting, satanic, obvious occultic practices of Epstein and his ilk, the pedophilia, the list goes on and on. But I think the biggest revelation from these files is that our suspicions that our governments aren't really our governments are true.
Yeah.
That there is a class of people that operate above those governments, and our governments exist to be performative in their roles in order to enact the agenda of those above them that are really ruling this world. I think that the files really illustrate that. And it's very clear when you look at all of the things that Epstein was involved in, just on a practical level, for example, transgenderism, transhumanism, eugenics, vaccines, pandemics, all of these things. When you look at his involvement in all of those things, that these are all, orchestrated by people above us, above our governments, to bring us to the point of Agenda 2030, or, you know, more broadly, the mark of the beast. You can't buy or sell without the mark. This is what these people are involved in.
What's extraordinary about what you're saying is how much of our history has clearly been scripted. From 9/11 to the pandemic, the COVID response, the vaccines, the transgenderism push, all of these things were actually scripted by, let's call them the Epstein class of globalists, right?
Yes. Yes, I mean, yes. It's been scripted. It's been planned years in advance. This is something that the quote-unquote conspiracy theorists have been talking about for a very long time. We have been subjected, you especially, to financial penalties for discussing these things. We've been subjected to smears in the media, loss of our businesses, loss of our accounts. How many of us have, you know, been impacted financially? Say, just for example, Mike, being shadow banned,
right.
Which I know that you're suffering with. How much are we financially impacted because of shadow banning? Now, I know your values. You're not in this because of money, but the losses are there, that we have been impacted with our reach, with our ability to tell people the truth. We've been suppressed. Those of us who've been telling the world this for years to try and wake them up out of their slumber have been suppressed in every single way and punished for telling the truth. And now it's there for everyone to see. And there seems that there are going to be no consequences. Well, I want some consequences, because I've been severely negatively impacted for telling people about this network for years.
Absolutely. And you have been vindicated, as have I. All the things we warned about turned out to be completely true, including Pizzagate, including 9/11 being an inside job. And, you know, the list goes on and on, right? Including to this day, everything from, you know, rigged elections to false flag operations to engineered scripted shootings, one of them in New Zealand a few years ago, right? I think that was the Christchurch shooting. And clearly that's part of the same overall script. I'm not claiming that nobody died. What I'm claiming is that the deaths and the violence is all scripted to achieve a specific purpose. Now, you and I have paid a huge price. My company's lawsuit against X, against Facebook, against Google, YouTube, et cetera, demands $50 million in compensation. And that's actually probably a small estimate of what we have lost because of that censorship. So, but as you say, Maria, there's no apology coming. There are no repercussions coming. I've seen people on X, they are calling for, you know, hanging everybody, like tear it all down. I'm not calling for that, just to be clear. I'm not saying to run around hanging whoever. But why aren't people being arrested or investigated when they're clearly complicit in acts of child rape, pedophilia, human trafficking, and torture?
Yeah, absolutely. The other point I made, Mike, was, you know, we're told that, okay, it's case closed, we've released everything, and there's nothing more to see here. Well, actually, there's a lot to see here. There are legitimate things that need to be investigated from these files, and you have not satisfied us that you've investigated them. In fact, you won't even answer as to whether you've investigated them. There are serious allegations against President Trump. Now, they may prove to be untrue, but we need an investigation. There needs to be an investigation into Howard Lutnick. You can't just lie to the people and expect to keep your job. And who on earth in their right mind takes their children to a pedophile island and expects to still be in charge of the commerce of the country? Well, this is not normal. It's literally insanity. And, you know, even when it comes to the transgender stuff, like I said, we reported on that this week. It newly released files show that Epstein-funded research tied to key figures in transgender medicine, encouraged academic work on transgender biology, and circulated the topic among elite institutional networks. So you actually have this, you know, apart from the pedophilia and all of the abuse against children, which absolutely needs to be prosecuted, and people need to go to prison for that. That doesn't look like they will, but that needs to be happening. You also have an administration that was absolutely clear on the fact that transgenderism was madness. We should not be mutilating children's genitals. And yet we're being told case closed. No, it's not case closed. We have clear ties to Epstein and a few figures in the transgender movement, including surgeons and all these other people who conspired to push this on the population. What do you mean case closed? No, instead we have transgender funding continuing through Medicaid per the Big Beautiful Bill the Republicans were so keen to pass.
Yep.
So what the hell is going on here?
Well, I'm actually at this point, I'm wondering if when Trump and his family are forced to flee America, if they will be Jeffrey Epstein's neighbors in Israel one day. Because, the GOP is collapsing in terms of public support. The midterms are going to be a bloodbath politically. Trump is losing all support. He is seemingly, in my view, he's actively giving the middle finger to his entire support base, because everything that he ran on here, which was, yeah, release the files, full disclosure, anti-war, you know, let's make America great again, restore freedom of speech, et cetera, et cetera. Those aren't happening. None of those are happening. Instead we got super aggressive ICE agents shooting Americans in the streets. It's just way overzealous. We've got a Palantir surveillance grid being built out. We've got tariffs and taxation that we didn't have before. And he's about to bomb Iran and start World War III. Still hasn't concluded the situation with Russia and Ukraine. People are losing their jobs en masse, and food inflation is worse than ever. So the GOP is toast. That's my assessment, though. Do you agree or disagree, or what would you add to that?
Yeah, I have to agree on the things you said there about what we were promised versus what we're seeing. I recall President Trump talking about a digital bill of rights. And this is something that I was very excited about during his campaign trail, talking about the fact that people need to have the right to freedom of speech online, and we need something, you know, to really enshrine that so that we never see something like the Twitter files again, or, you know, shadow banning, which exists on all platforms, including X, no matter how much they tell you it doesn't.
That's right. That's right.
And, you know, give you want to talk about a meritocracy, you need to give independent media the same ability to speak freely as you do to your controlled network of media, which claims to be independent, but is not. And I'm quite comfortable saying that now, Mike. It's very obvious. If you or I tried to grow to 2 million subscribers on YouTube, that's just an impossible task. It's never going to happen.
That's right.
It's rigged. It's absolutely rigged. And so, you know, I was very excited about those types of things, those types of promises, the no more wars, making America great again, America first, all of that. And really it was, you know, a lot of alarming statements, I would say, leading up to the election, but it was day two that I was certain, Mike, that this was going to go in a very sinister direction. And it was with the announcement of Stargate.
Yeah, 100%.
Yep, it was the announcement of Stargate. And I said, right, this is going to be an AI administration, a transhumanism administration. And, you know, I see some people that are really angry about the label, the Epstein administration. I don't necessarily agree with that, because it kind of, you know, it makes it seem like everyone in there was doing what Epstein was doing. It's certainly a cover up of Epstein. And as far as Epstein's agendas of transhumanism, AI, digital ID, control, all of those things, how can you deny it? How can you deny it when President Trump is trying to stop states from being able to regulate AI while you have aquifers being drained in Arizona and people's wells that they spend a good, you know, up to $60,000 in this day and age to dig, completely bone dry because the data center needs it. There is no priority on the American people at all here from what I can see, Mike. It is breaking my heart, actually.
I want to talk about that. Let me remind our audience that we're interviewing Maria Z. The website is zmedia.com, and that's a triple E. So it's the letter Z, triple E, media.com. And in addition, you can follow Maria Z on Rumble. She's got a very prominent channel there, rumble.com. Just search for Z Media. There it is. And you can follow her there. Now, yeah, Maria, as you know, I am very deep into decentralized AI technology. What I see this administration doing is the worst presentation of AI possible, which is to have these powerful corporations that have already carried out tremendous evil and to centralize power of surveillance and weaponization and autonomous Skynet Terminator weapons in the hands of these corporations that also tried to kill us all with the COVID pandemic and that PSYOP. And then when one company, Anthropic, tries to say, no, we don't want you to use our technology for autonomous weapons, then Pete Hegseth, the so-called Secretary of War, he threatens to put them on the ban list to say that basically they're a security threat to the nation, because it's the one company that says, no, we don't want to build Terminators that go kill people. This is going badly. Your thoughts?
Yeah. I actually, as you're speaking, I'm just bringing up a particular tweet that I saw, which I think really spells it out really very, very well for the people. The Pentagon just threatened to treat an American AI company worse than it treats Chinese spy firms.
That's
right. This is from Layla Elera. Because they refuse to spy on Americans.
That's
right. She says, I can't believe I'm writing this. Anthropic is fighting to keep two lines: no mass surveillance of American citizens and no autonomous weapons that fire without a human involved. And basically the backstory to this is, I guess it looks like Anthropic wasn't fully aware of how their AI would be involved in what happened with the capture of Nicolas Maduro. Perhaps they fully aware that there wouldn't be human oversight on that operation. And that goes against their ethos or their stated ethos. And the senior official is telling Axios, we're going to make sure they pay a price. Mishi Layla Ira says, this is your government, not the cartel, by the way. And we have, you know, the same government that's sanctioning China over social credit surveillance and condemning Russia's domestic monitoring, now demanding all lawful purposes to access AI. It's also worth noting that both the US and China refused to essentially sign a pact that said responsible use of AI. They won't sign it.
But Maria, when Pete Hegseth says all lawful purposes, Let's understand, he thinks it's lawful to bomb Iran. He thinks it's lawful to steal oil tankers that are sailing out of Venezuela. Look, the Trump administration is not bound by any law, any rule, any constitution, anything. When they say lawful, what they mean is whatever they want to do. So, you know, Dario Amodi, the CEO of Anthropic, he's actually correct to say, look, I don't want to contribute to building Skynet Terminators that could exterminate humanity, especially under this administration that has already shot and killed Americans who were simply exercising their First and Second Amendment rights, and an administration that's about to start World War III under false pretenses. Because, and I love your reaction to this about Iran, because last summer Trump said we already destroyed Iran's nuclear capabilities completely, he said.
Yes.
Totally destroyed.
Now they're back.
Now he's like, well, whoa, what happened? Did they spring up out of nowhere? So it's just an endless stream of bullshit from the White House, and nobody's buying it anymore. Your thoughts?
I would love to say that nobody's buying it. Unfortunately, with the insane bot network on social media, I'm still seeing real people that are saying, oh, but, and giving the talking points. The insane influencer network, Mike. There are the talking heads all over social media, all over YouTube, that still have significant influence over the masses. And it's very alarming. I think a lot of people are realizing, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying they're not. The approval numbers tell us how many people are realizing. But there's still a lot of people that are just, you know, blind followers. And my advice to them is, you know, as someone who has been generally very supportive of Trump over the years, even through, you know, Operation Warp Speed, because I thought, okay, maybe he was fooled. Maybe he can come back and do something about this. Maybe he's realized now, maybe he's ready for retribution. You know, let's, you know, our approach is always let's give the benefit of the doubt and see what we can make happen here. Unfortunately, that whole, you know, democracy idea seems to be completely illusory. And I think for a lot of people, Mike, Trump was their last hope. And they're saying now, well what now?
Yeah,
now,
right.
You know,
now?
Well, people like you and I had never put our hope in a man, but we at least hope that some, at least a small part of what people were told would occur would. It hasn't happened. And so it's very disappointing for a lot of people, you know, to see that the last hope that they had is kind of gone.
Yeah, that's exactly where we are right now. There's a lot of despair out there. And frankly, the DOJ dump of these Epstein files has only contributed to that sense, because people now see that the crimes were all real, and they're wondering how much blackmail material continues to exist on people in the Trump administration. Dozens of them are named in the files in various ways, but also outside of that, governors, U.S. senators, a prominent conservative influencers. You know, it wouldn't surprise me, I'm not going to name names, but it wouldn't surprise me if some senators, some governors, and some prominent influencers have also raped children. And it's on video, and that's why Israel can always count on them being pro-Israel. And again, I'm not accusing, for example, Senator Ted Cruz of that, but he's a senator. He's one of my senators in the state of Texas. I rarely see him doing anything that's focused on Texas. Everything he talks about is Israel.
You know what else he's doing, though? He's very, very committed to getting digital ID passed in America.
True.
So working with Rep. Ana Paulina Luna on that, actually, by being done under the guise of protecting children from social media. Are we going to make sure that kids under 13 aren't accessing social media because of the harm that social media is doing? Okay, first of all, those social media companies, Mark Zuckerberg and all of these guys, Elon Musk, they are very, very welcome at the White House, but you're telling us they're causing harm to our kids. Well, why are they welcome to wine and dine in the White House if they're harming our kids? Number one. Number two, it is parents' responsibility to manage their children's online use, not the government. We don't need you to come and parent for us. Number three, how do you prove you're over 13 without adults having to submit to identification. This is digital ID being rolled out in America under these, you know, so-called Republicans, so-called conservatives who really should know better. I don't know what's in their heads and in their hearts, Mike, but the trend that I have seen since last year is Republicans pushing extremely hard for digital ID. Texas, it failed here because it was challenged by a very, very good legal firm, and the judge ruled that it's unconstitutional. Most people don't even know Texas was slated 1st of January because of Abbott signing off on this, by the way, and all Republicans bar one voted yes to this. Texas was slated to be under a digital ID slavery on the 1st of January this year. It is because of a law firm challenging this that we're not. Okay.
So walk us through this, though, once they get digital ID, because you and I know that's the gateway to a much bigger and more nefarious plan. What happens next if they establish nationwide digital ID?
Okay. First of all, when people think about digital ID, they think of it like your ID in digital form, like your Texas driver's license in digital form. It's not what digital ID is. Digital ID is an ecosystem of all the different ways that you become verified in the online world, which is where they want to transition us to live in. They want us to live online. And when I say that, you know, people think, well, I don't live online. A lot of us do. A lot of us spend a lot of time staring into these black boxes, you know, with an apple with a bite on the back missing from it. Anyway, I say all of that to say digital ID is an ecosystem that is your not only your government issued ID, but all of the different methods of verifying you, including age verification, age estimation, which does include biometrics often, or collecting voice samples, or even per Apple's patents that were granted. You know, your camera's constantly looking, checking out your elbow to make sure that your elbow looks like it's 27 years old or whatever the case may be. This is real patents that were, you know, and technology that these people are deploying. And so age estimation or age verification is like a constant verification that you are who you say you are, which means that everything you do or say online is monitored and therefore is attributed to your digital twin, your online person, which once a digital currency is in place, those things become interconnected. And by the way, you don't need to wait for digital currency to be in place. People are already debanked. I've been debanked for my speech. But once a digital currency is in place, that then becomes the ultimate method of control. Because if you say something the government doesn't like, they can penalize you, temporarily switch off your bank account until you, you know, go through a re-education course or whatever, and you can't pay your electricity bill, or you can't pay your mortgage, or you can't buy food to feed your children. Because you said or thought even something the government doesn't like. And by the way, that includes things you say in your lounge room with your family when you think no one's listening, because your phone always is. So once you submit to that digital ID ecosystem, you are submitting to their 24/7 invasion of your life linked to your behavior, your online persona, then compliance measures or penalties follow. Sorry, go on.
Well, I'm just adding that it's going to be way worse than being in, let's say, YouTube jail or Twitter jail for a few hours or days or even weeks. It's going to be, a financial prison where your entire wallet is locked up. You can't pay rent. You can't buy groceries. You can't put gas in your vehicle because they don't like what you said. And already we've seen this now. We saw Homeland Security issue subpoenas to major online platforms. This just happened recently, right? Where they're saying to Facebook, and they're saying to YouTube, Google, et cetera, and other platforms, Reddit, that we want you to give us the names, the phone numbers, and the addresses of every user who criticized ICE during the ICE raids in Minneapolis. That's the government acting like a thuggish cartel, where they're going to now apparently seek vengeance against their own citizens who are criticizing their unconstitutional actions that resulted in the deaths of at least two Americans and possibly more. I mean, Maria, that's outrageous.
Yes, and Mike, you know what's also equally outrageous? I heard a very prominent journalist, I won't name names at this stage, but I heard her making an excuse for this. She was saying that, look, it's not confirmed yet, but it looks like this might be because of, you know, my sources are saying this could be because of the bot networks that exist online. There are obviously foreign adversaries who are trying to incite civil war within America. So they're trying to identify where those bots are from and to determine which country is operating against America. Okay.
So sounds like a cover story.
True, yeah. Absolutely, it's a cover story, because if that was true, all you would need to know is identify the country of origin. You wouldn't have subpoenas for names, addresses, phone numbers. You would just have a subpoena for country of origin, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So this is why this is a total, total lie. And I don't know whether that journalist was purposely lying or whether that journalist is just too trusting in the admin, but it's actually really embarrassing at this point that we would be, you know, offering those counter stories without thinking beyond the, those cover stories without thinking outside of the box, because nothing thus far indicates to us that we have people acting with good intent against us all throughout history where the government is concerned. And that certainly hasn't changed, Mike.
Yeah,
we have
so
to
true.
Protect our liberty. And, you know, I don't trust anyone to protect my liberty but me and the people around me who I know actually care about it.
Well said, well said. All right. To the audience, so this, we're approaching the end of part one of our interview with Maria Z. We will continue with part two. Let me give you her website, zmedia.com, and that's Z with a triple E after it, zmedia.com. You can also find her on rumble.com. Just search for Z Media. That's her channel name, as you can see there. And today's interview is brought to you by the Satellite Phone Store, SAT123. They've been a longtime sponsor of our show and also with Maria. And these days, you need to have backup communications. They've got satellite phones, obviously, but they also sell Starlink access systems and many other backup systems, such as solar generators and Faraday bags to help protect your electronics. So they've got it all. Here's solar panels and much more. Visit them at SAT123.com. And the rest of this interview, part two with Maria Z, continues at brightvideos.com. So stand by, Maria. We'll do that next. And thank you all for watching today.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.